That's right. New York. It's 1958. Anyway, for a few more minutes it is. Come midnight, it's gonna be 1959. A whole nother feeling. The new year. The future. Yeah, old Daddy is fixing to start one more trip round the sun. Everybody hoping this ride round be a little more giddy. A little more gay. Yep, all over town, champagne cultures are popping. Over in the Waldorf, the big shots is dancing to the strains of Guy Lombardo. Down in Times Square, the little folks is watching and waiting for that big ball to drop. They're all trying to catch hold of one moment of time to be able to say, right now, this is it. I got it. Of course, by then it'll be past. But they all happy. Everybody having a good time. Well, almost everybody. There's a few lost souls floating around out there. Now, if y'all ain't from the city, we got something here called a rat race. Got a way of chewing folks up so that they don't want no celebrating. Don't want no cheering up. Don't care nothing about no New Year's. Out of hope. Out of rope. Out of time. This here is Norville Barnes. That office he's stepping out of? Is the office of the president of Hudsucker Industries. It's his office. How'd he get so high? And why is he feeling so low? Is he really gonna do it? Is Norville really gonna jelly up the sidewalk? Well, the future, that's something you can't never tell about. But the past... That's another story.
Last year's third quarter gross, and that, needless to say, is a new record. Our competition continues to flag, and we continue to take up the slack. market shares in most divisions is increasing, and we have opened 7 new regional offices. Our international division is also showing vigorous signs of upward movement for the last 6 months, and we're looking at some exciting things in R&D. Don't talk to me about sub-franchising. We're making so much money in sub-franchising, it isn't even funny. Our nominees and assigns continue to multiply and expand, extending our influence nationally and abroad. Our owned and operated are performing far beyond our expectations both here and abroad, and the Federal Tax Act of 1958 is giving us a swell right on our plan today. And our last dimension issue was this year's fastest ever. So, third quarter and year to date, we have set a new record in sales, a new record in gross, a new record in pre-tax earnings, a new record in after-tax profits, and our stock has split twice in the past year. In short, we're loaded.
Mr. Hudsucker.
Pity to waste a whole Monte Cristo. He could have opened the window.
Waring Hudsucker never did anything the easy way.
My God, why? Why did he do it? Everything was going so well.
What am I, head shrinker? Maybe the man was unhappy.
He didn't look unhappy.
He didn't look rich.
Waring Hudsucker was never an easy man to figure out. He built this company with his bare hands. Every step he took was a step up. Except, of course, this last one.
Sure, he was a swell fellow. But when the president, chairman of the board, and owner of 87% of the company's stock dropped 44 floors.
45, counting the mezzanine.
Then the company, too, has a problem. Stilson! What exactly is the disposition of Waring stock?
Well, as you know, Hud left no will and had no family. The company bylaws are quite clear in that event. His entire portfolio will be converted into common stock and will be sold over the counter as of the first of the fiscal year following his demise.
Meaning?
Well, meaning simply that Waring stock and control of the company will be made available to the public January 1st.
Do you mean to say that any slob in a smelly T-shirt will be able to buy Hudsucker stock?
The company bylaws are quite clear.
My God, you're animals. How could you discuss his stock when the man has just left 45 floors?
44.
Not counting the mezzanine.
Quit showboating, Anderson. The man is gone. Question now is whether we can let John Q. Public just waltz in here and buy our company.
What are you suggesting, Sidney? Certainly we can't afford to buy a controlling interest.
Not while the stock is this strong. How soon before Hud's paper hits the market?
January 1st.
30 days, 4 weeks.
A month at the most.
1 month. To make the blue chip investment of the century look like a round trip ticket on the Titanic.
We play up the fact that Hud is dead.
Long live the Hud!
We depress the stock
to the point where we can buy 50%.
51?
Not counting the mezzanine.
It could work.
It should work.
It would work.
It's working already. Waring Hudsucker is abstract art on Madison Avenue. What we need now is a new president who will inspire panic in the stockholder.
A puppet.
A proxy.
A pawn.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Some jerk we can really push around.
You punch it at 8:30 every morning, except you punch it at 7:30 following a business holiday. That's the Monday, then you punch it at 8 o'clock. Punch in late. And they got this.
Got the 7. It's the Matuzak.
Art incoming articles, get a voucher. Outgoing articles, provide a voucher. Move any article without a voucher, and they dock you.
Take this off the secretarial pool on 3. ASIP.
Letter size of green voucher. Folder size the yellow voucher. Parcel size of maroon voucher.
That's it. This is for more to try. Chop.
Wrong color voucher, and they dock you. 6787049@Alpha 56. That is your employee number. It will not be repeated. Without your employee number, you cannot get your paycheck.
All right, this goes up to 27. Return a waiver. Do not return without a signed waiver.
Intra office mail is code 37. Intra office mail is 37-3. Outside mail is 3-37. Code it wrong, and they dock you.
I was supposed to have this on 28 10 minutes ago. Cover for me.
This has been your orientation. Is there anything you do not understand? Is there anything you understand only partially? If you have not been fully oriented, you must file a complaint with personnel. File a faulty complaint, and they dock you.
Clop it. Max, clop it. Max Clopit, Jr.
Say, what do you do when the envelope's too big for the slot?
Well, if you fold them, they fire you. I usually throw them out.
Just got hired today.
Mm-hmm. Terrific.
You know, entry level.
Tell me about it.
But I got big ideas.
I'm sure you do.
For instance, take a look at this sweet baby. I developed it myself. Yes, sirree, this is my ticket upstairs. You know, for kids.
Terrific.
So, see, I won't be working in the mailroom long.
No, I don't guess you will be.
How long you been here?
48 years. Next year, they move me up to parcels. If I'm lucky.
Attention, Hudsucker employees. Attention, Hudsucker employees. We regretfully announce that at 30 seconds after the hour of noon, Hudsucker time, Waring Hudsucker, founder, president, and chairman of the board of Hudsucker Industries, merged with the infinite. To mark this occasion of corporate loss, we ask that all employees observe a moment of silent contemplation. Thank you for your kind attention. This moment has been duly noted on your time cards and will be deducted from your pay. That is all.
Top level. Confidential communication between the brass. Usually bad news. They hate blue letters upstairs. Hate them.
Yo! Yeah, yo, Bond! You don't look busy. Think you can handle a blue letter? This letter was sent down this morning by the big man himself. That's right, Waring Hudsucker. It's addressed to Sid Musburger. Hudsucker's right-hand man. It's a blue letter. That means you got to put it right in Musburger's hands. No secretaries, no receptionists, no colleagues, no excuses. Musburger!
Hiya, buddy. My name's Buzz. I got the fuzz. I make the elevator do what she does. Hang it up to dry. What's your pleasure, buddy?
44.
The top brass floor. Say, buddy, what takes 50 years to get up to the top floor and 30 seconds to get down? Waring Hudsucker. You get it, buddy? Say, buddy, Miss Decline up to 9, Mrs. Dell, personnel, Mr. Levin, 37.
36.
Walk down. Ladies and gentlemen, please step to the rear. Here comes the gargantuan Mr. Greer.
Buzz.
Say, buddy, who is the most liquid businessman on the street? Waring Hudsucker. Say, buddy, when is the sidewalk fully dressed? When it's Waring Hudsucker. You get it, buddy? It's a pun. It's a knee slapper. It's a play on Jesus, Joseph, and Mary. It's not a blue letter. Christ almighty, why didn't you tell a guy? Hold on, folks. We're expressed to the top floor. Good luck, buddy. You're gonna need it.
Mr. Musburger's office?
Do you have an appointment?
No.
Shall we look in the book?
Angela.
We don't seem to be in the book.
In the book.
If we had an appointment, we'd be in the book.
I see, I have this, oh, here it is.
Bart. Nah, too risky. He's green, but he's not slow. Who's he? Now, I want an imbecile, not a cipher, or you'd have the job. No, they moved him to Gromerton O-ring. He's doing pretty well. No, not the credit hand. If I'm going to tell you I heard you, I mean, you've got something to prove. Who let you in?
Atwater.
Tremendous. Somebody just fired him last week.
Mr. Musburger, Mr. Bumstead's waiting downstairs.
I'll be right there.
Yes, Mr. Musburger.
Sit her out.
I ain't fine.
Yeah? Well, maybe you're the company's biggest moron. We can't use Morris. He's been with us too long. He's a nice guy. He's got too many friends. Matter of fact, why don't you fire him? Scratch that. I'll fire him. Make it fast, huh? Fast.
Mr. Bumstead is growing restless.
John will be right there. Give him a magazine. What are you, a mute? How's the stock doing? Bad, huh? Well, it's not bad enough. Listen, chump. Either you find me a grade-A ding-dong or you can tender your key to the executive washroom. That goes double for you, pal. Here, Clay, hood gang. It's better be good. I'm in a bad mood.
Well, sir, I've got something for you from the mailroom. But first, if I could just take a minute or two of your very valuable time to show you a little something I've been working on for the past 2 or 3 years. You know, for kids. Which is perfect for Hudsucker. Not that I claim to be any great genius. Like they say, inspiration is 99% perspiration, and in my case, it's at least twice that. But I gotta tell you, sir, this sweet baby...
Wait a minute! Sit down, son. Go ahead. Try it on. Put your feet up. Go ahead. Let's get to know one another, shall we? Let's chat. Man to man. Now then. You're from the basement, aren't you? And weren't blessed with much education.
Well, I'm a college graduate.
But you did not excel in your studies.
Well, I made Dean's List.
Oh.
At the Muncie College of Business Administration.
Oh, wow. And your friends, they called you Jerk, didn't they?
Oh.
Dope.
Mm-mm.
Dipstick.
Oh.
Lame brain.
Oh.
Schmo. Not even behind your back.
No, as a matter of fact, they voted me most likely to succeed.
You're fired. Get your feet off my desk. Get out of my office. And leave your apron in the locker room. Oh, my God.
It's the Bumstead contract.
You nitwit. We've been working on that deal for 4 years. Get out of here. I'll take care of it. Get out.
You could have destroyed the most sensitive document of my career.
Mr. Bumstead is threatening to leave the building.
I'm on my way down. We need the first page of the contract we typed with copies for the legal affairs.
Yes, Mr. Musburger.
Yeah? Uh-huh. Yeah. Out. Out of the office. Down 3 points, huh? That's encouraging. How about New York? Not that way. Through the door.
Sir, it will take 3 hours to retype the Bumstead contract.
Where are you going?
According to
Get out of here! Stop that!
Mr. Bumstead is threatening to leave.
Not the whole contract, just the first page.
But, Mr. Buster...
I'll be there. Give him another magazine.
He's going to leave.
I said I'll be there.
And your wife has been trying to reach...
Up on your feet! We don't crawl here at Hudsucker Industries.
Sir, my leg is on fire.
No assumptions. It's early yet. Anything could happen. Just let me know where we stand at the closing bell.
Oh, my God, the Bumstead contract. No magazines, no coffee, Mossberger. I want to see Mossberger. Oh, did he jump out a window, too?
Don't worry, Mr. Mossberger. I got you by your pants.
Mr. Mossberger, I'm going to give you pants a nice double stitch, eh? Here's, make them real strong, and you're going to look real sharp.
No, single stitch is fine.
But a double stitch, she lasts forever.
Why on earth would I want a double stitch? To pad your account. Single stitch is fine.
What the heck? Mr. Mossberger is such a nice man. I'm going to give him a double stitch anyway. That's some strong stitch, you bet.
Edison of industry, the billion-dollar cranium, idea man.
I thought one of you muggers giving me a story on him.
Bunch of lame brain.
Facts, figures, charts. They never sold a newspaper. I read this morning's edition of the Argus. Let me tell you something. I'd wrap a fish in it. I'd use it as kindling. Hell, I'd even train my poodle on it if he wasn't a French poodle and more partial to the pages of Paris Soir, but I sure wouldn't shell out a herd or a nickel to read the dadblame thing.
Come on, Chief, give us a break.
Sure, Tibbs. Take a break. Go to Florida. Lie in the sun. Wait for coconut to drop. File a story on it. It'd be more of a grabber than your piece on the commie grain surplus. The human angle. That's what sells papers. We need a front page with a heart, and the whole idea of the idea, my idea, can put it there.
Look, Chief, if we had more accidents...
Yeah, and if a frog had wings, it wouldn't bump its ass a hopping. I don't want excuses, I want results. I want to know what makes the idea man kick. Where's he from? Where's he going? I want to know everything about this guy. Has he got a girl? Has he got parents?
Everybody has parents.
All right.
How many? How about it, Parkinson? You've been awful quiet over there.
Still waters run deep, Chief.
The only thing that runs deep with Parkinson are the holes in his ears. Yes. Idea man. What are his hopes and dreams, his desires and aspirations? Does he think all the time, or does he set aside a certain portion of the day? How tall is he? What's his shoe size? Where does he sleep? What does he have for breakfast? Does he put jam on his toast? Doesn't he put jam on his toast? If not, why not? And since when? Well! Ah, you're useless. Yes, idea man. Creator. Innovator. Cerebrator.
Think.
Huh?
I tell you, the guy's a phony.
Phony, huh?
Has a $3 bill.
Says who?
Says me, Amy Archer. Why is he an idea man? Because Hudsucker says he is. What are his ideas? Why won't they let anyone interview him? Genius.
$5 before she mentions her Pulitzer.
Why won't they tell us a single solitary thing about him?
You're wrong.
And just take a look at the mug on this guy. The jutting eyebrows, the simian forehead, the idiotic grin. Why, he has a face only a mother could love. On payday. The only story here is how this guy made a monkey out of you, Al.
Well, monkey or not, I'm still editor of this rag. Amy, I thought you were doing that piece on the FBI. J. Edgar Hoover, when will he marry?
I filed it yesterday. Nice hire.
Well, do a follow-up. Hoover, crime buster of Pennyways.
Good to read my...
And the rest of you mugs, get up of your brains and get me that idea man story.
Al, he's the bunk. I'll stake my Pulitzer on it.
Say, buddy, where'd you get the new duds? And say, buddy, how'd old Bucket butt like his blue letter? Did he bust a gut? Did he die? Did he? Well, hello, Mr. Mudfugger, sir.
Bobby, we haven't gone all day.
Right away, Mr. Mudfugger, sir. And how are you this fine morning, sir? It's been a pleasure serving you today, Mr. Mudfugger, sir. And it's been a pleasure serving you, too, buddy.
Sid. Shouldn't we be a little bit concerned with the downward spiral of our stock these past few days? I mean, you're the expert, but at the Muncie College of Business Administration...
Relax, Norm. It's only natural in a period of transition for the more timid element to run for cover.
Okay, Sid, like I said, you're the expert. But you don't happen to remember the plan I outlined for you the day I set fire to your office, the day I was promoted?
I do remember, and I was impressed, but that's all forgotten now.
Oh, thank you, Sid. The reason I mention it is it would require such a small capital investment. Again, you're the expert here, but there is such
Damn
an enormous
it,
potential profit-wise given the demographics, baby boom discretionary income, the burgeoning middle class. So if you think it's appropriate, I'd like to bounce the idea off a few people at lunch.
Sure, sure. Tell whoever you want, and I'd like to hear about it at some point, too.
Yes, Benny.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Well, no kidding, Benny. I got gas.
You get the special?
Far from it. Enter the dame.
There's one in every story.
$10 says she's looking for a hand up.
$20 says not here. She don't find one.
She's looking for a mark.
She finds him.
She sits down.
And orders a light lunch. How will she pay for this lunch?
She looks through her purse.
No money.
Tamar notices. He's not noticing, Benny.
Maybe he's wise.
He don't look wise.
Plan two. Here come the waterworks.
Yellowstone.
Old Faithful.
Hello, Niagara.
He notices.
She's distressed.
He's concerned.
She explains her predicament and...
Enter the light lunch. She's got other problems, of course.
There's illness in the family.
Her mother needs an operation.
Urgently.
Adenoids.
No, Benny. Lumbago.
Oh, that gag's got whiskers on it.
Uh-oh. He ain't biting, Benny.
She's losing him, Lou.
Maybe he's wise.
He don't look wise.
How does she pull this out?
He's getting away.
She better think fast.
She isn't. She is!
She's good, Benny.
She's damn good, Lou.
Can I get you boys anything else?
Bromo.
Bromo.
I'm sorry we had to go upstairs. It was just that horrible little elevator board. I can't begin to say how much I appreciate your listening to my story. I'm so lucky to find someone in this bustling city with a stout heart and a ready ear. At any rate, there I was, traveling the length and breadth of this great country. Some I met were kind to me, others exceedingly cruel, traveling by motor bus, rail, and even by thumb. The couch, please. Holding every dollar, counting every nickel, pinching every penny, yes. It's been a long road leading to that coffee shop downstairs. Not that I trade a day, an hour, a moment of it for anything. I don't know what came over me.
I suppose it was the shock of eating after so long without the enzymes kicking in after so long or whatever. But then you couldn't possibly know what it is to be tired and hungry.
Anyway.
I don't want to bore you with all the sort of details of my life. It's not a happy story. Suffice it to say that I'm jobless, so not for want of time, but I'm friendless with no one to thank you. Take care of me, and I've had you not come along at exactly the moment that you did, I
myself.
At any rate, I arrived in town not 10 days ago, full of dreams and aspirations, anxious to make my way in the world. A little naive, perhaps, but thank you. Armed with determination, a solid work ethic, and an indomitable belief in the future.
I myself.
Only to have that belief, that unsullied optimism, dashed against the model and mortar of the modern workplace. But after all, such is life. Seek and ye shall find. Work and ye shall prosper.
Cigarettes?
No, thank you. Seek and ye shall find. Work and ye shall prosper. These were the watchwords of my education, the ethos of my tender years. These were the values that were instilled in me while I was growing up in a little town you've probably never heard of.
Do you mind if I join you?
Be my guest. A little town you've probably never heard of. A dusty crossroads of which you've probably never heard.
Excuse me. Exactly.
Are you all right? Is it your lunch, the chicken a la king?
Oh, I,
Is the a la king repeating on you?
No, I'm fine. You're saying?
A little town you've probably never heard of. Muncie, Indiana.
You're from Muncie?
Why, yes. Do you know it?
Fight on, fight on, dear old Muncie. Fight on, hush the gold and blue. You'll be tattered, torn, and hurt, and once the month is done with
you.
A Muncie girl. What do you know about that?
I'll tell you what, Amy. I'm going to cancel the rest of my appointments this afternoon, and I'm going to get you a job right here at the hut.
Oh, no, really?
Don't bother to thank me. It's the easiest thing in the world. Matter of fact, I know where a vacancy just came up. Mailroom. It's only take a moment.
Yeah?
Good afternoon to you. This is Norval Barnes.
Barnes, where the hell have you been? Where's my voucher?
I'm not sure where I,
I need that voucher. I told you a week ago it was important.
Look, I'm president of the company now.
I don't care if you're president of the company. I need the voucher now.
Say, look, Amy, why don't you work in here with me? Are you familiar with the mimeograph machine?
Well, of course. I went to the Muncie Secretarial Polytechnic.
Oh, Muncie girl, can you beat that?
Well, I just don't know how to thank you, Mr. Barnes.
Oh, please. Adorable. Go Eagles!
Go Eagles!
What's the month? Holy moly!
And is this guy from Chumpville? Ha, I even pulled the old mother routine.
Adenoid.
Lumbago.
That guy's got whiskers on it.
I'm telling you, Smitty, the Board of Hudsuckers up to something.
Hey, what's a six-letter word for an affliction of the hypothalamus?
Yeah. And it's a cinch, Goiter. It's a cinch. This guy isn't in on it.
Oh, she's right here.
How much time to make the late final?
Chief.
Hiya, Chief. Just the person I wanted to apologize to.
About 7 minutes.
Yeah, I was all wet about your idea, man. Well, thanks for being so generous. It is human, and you are divine. No, no, he's no faker. He's 100% real McCoy. Beware of imitations, genuine article. The guy's a real moron. As in a five-letter word for imbecile. Oh, as pure a specimen as I've ever run across. Okay. Fortunately, the August doesn't make me an expert, and my name isn't Amy Archer, and I never won the Pulitzer Prize. In 1957. My series on the reunited triplets. Well, come on down here, Hammerhead, and I'll show it to you.
Amy, that's a three-letter word for a flightless bird.
Not now, Morris. I'm busy. That's right. I said Hammerhead. It's in a ten-letter word for a smug, bullying, self-important newspaper man. You, who couldn't find us, GNU, couldn't find the Empire State Building with a compass, a roadmap, and a native guide. Or is it Emu? And that's just potatoes, Smitty. Here comes the gravy. The chump really likes me. A Muncie girl.
Better off falling for a rattlesnake.
I'm telling you, this guy's just a patsy, and I'm going to find out what for. There's a real story here, Smitty. Some kind of plot, a setup, a cabala. Oh, and say, did I tell you?
He didn't offer you money.
A saw, but...
Then smack us. Let's grab a highball.
Oh, no, Bill Bond.
Yeah.
Copy!
Smith, would you come in, please, and take a letter?
All the cockamamie.
Did you happen to see the front page of today's Manhattan Argus?
Well, I didn't bother to read the article. I didn't think the picture did you justice.
Well, the picture's fine. It's what that knuckle-headed dame wrote underneath. Of all the irresponsible... Take this down. Dear Miss Archer, I call you Miss because you seem to miss the boat completely on this one. How on earth would you know whether I'm an imbecile when you don't even have the guts to come in here and interview me man to man? No, change man to man to face to face. No, change face to face to eye to eye. And guts to common decency. These wild speculations about my intelligence, these preposterous inventions, would be better suited to the pages of Amazing Tales magazine. If the editors of the Manhattan Argus see fit to publish the rantings of a disordered mind, perhaps they will see fit to publish this letter. But I doubt it. I most seriously doubt it, as I doubt also that you could find a home at Amazing Tales. A periodical which I have enjoyed for many years. Sincerely, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Is that all, Mr. Barnes?
Well, you know me, Amy. At least better than the stand. Doesn't you think I'm an imbecile?
Oh, well, I'm sure I...
Go on. Tell the truth. I trust you. I place a lot of stock in your opinion.
Well?
Oh, sure. You're biased. You're a fellow Muncian. But let me ask you a question. Would an imbecile come up with this? I designed it myself. This is the sweet baby that's going to put us like right back on top.
Uh-huh.
You know, for kids.
Well, I just
need to type this up. Oh, no, Amy, that won't be necessary. I shouldn't send it. She's just doing her job, I guess.
Well, I don't know. Maybe she does deserve it. Maybe she should have come in here and faced you man to man.
She probably had a deadline.
Sure, but she still could have gotten your side, for the record.
Well, it's done now. What's the use of grousing about it? Forget the letter, Amy. I just had to blow off some steam. She's probably just a little confused.
Confused?
Yeah, you know, she's probably one of these fast-talking career gals. Thinks she's one of the boys. Probably is one of the boys, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I'm quite sure I don't know what you mean.
You know, probably suffers from one of these complexes they have nowadays. Seems pretty obvious, doesn't it? She's probably very unattractive and bitter about it.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. She probably dresses in men's clothing, swaps drinks with the guys at the local watering hole, hobnobs with some smooth-talking heel in the newsroom named Biff or Smoocher or...
Smitty.
Exactly. And I bet she's ugly. Real ugly. Otherwise, why wouldn't they print her picture next to her byline?
Well, maybe she puts her work ahead of her personal appearance.
Bet that's exactly what she tells herself. You and I both know she's a dried-up, bitter old maid. Say, Amy, how about you and I grab a little dinner and a show after work? I was thinking maybe the King and I. How about Oklahoma?
No, the Bonds. You don't know a thing about that woman. You don't know who she really is. And only a numbskull thinks he knows things about things he knows nothing about.
Say, what gives?
Concerns Hudsucker.
But who are you? What do you do here?
I keep the old circle turning. This old clock needs plenty of care. Time is money, Miss Archer. And money will drive that old global economy and keeps Big Daddy Earth spinning all around. See, without that capital formation...
Yeah, yeah. Say, you won't tell anyone about me, will you?
I don't tell no one nothing. Less than they ask. That just ain't old Moses' way.
So if you know everything about Hudsucker, tell me why the board decided to make Norville Barnes president.
Well, I didn't surprise old Moses at first. I didn't think the board was that smart.
That smart?
But then I figured it out. They did it because they figured young Norville for an imbecile, like some other people I know.
Now, why on earth would the board want a nitwit to be president?
Because they look piggly. He's trying to inspire panic. Make that stock cheap so they can snitch it all up for themselves. But Norville, he's got some tricks up his sleeve, he does. You know, for kids. Yeah, he's a smart one, that Norville. But I guess you don't really know him any better than that board does, do you, Miss Archer?
Well, maybe I...
And only some kind of knucklehead thinks she knows things about things she, When she don't, How'd that go?
Well, it's hardly the same.
Why, you don't even know your own self. You ain't exactly the genuine article, are you, Miss Archer?
Yes. Well, in connection with my job, sometimes I have to go undercover, as it were.
I don't mean that. Why are you pretending to be such a hard old sour? That gonna never make you happy.
Happy enough?
Okay, Miss Archer. I got gears to see, too.
I'm plenty happy. Hello?
I can't win that.
Why not? It's all true. The board's using the poor guy. They're depressing the stock so they can buy it cheap.
It's pure speculation. Why, they'd have my butt in a satchel.
Oh, satchel, Bert.
I know they're going to buy that stock.
You don't know anything. Fact is, they haven't bought it. The stock's cheap, Archie. What are they waiting for?
I don't know.
Amy's hunches are usually pretty good, Chief.
You don't accuse somebody of stock manipulation on a hunch, Ignatz. The readers of the Manhattan Argus aren't interested in sensationalism, gossip, unsupported speculation, facts, figures, charts. Yeah. Those are the tools of the newspaper trade. Why, it's almost as if you're trying to take the heat off this Barnes numbskull. Like they've done all soft on him.
Ah, come on, Chief. That's a low blow. Archer's not going to go gooey for a corn-fed idiot.
All right, I was out of line. But you're out of line with this stock swindle story. Give me some more of that moron from Sheboygan stuff.
Muncie.
Whatever. That's what sells newspapers.
I've got an even hotter story. The sack from the city desk.
Watch it, Archer.
It's about a Jim Witted editor.
Hey, easy, tough guy.
Does this suit look mannish to you?
Yeah, sure. Come on, let's grab a highball.
Back off! Mucha!
Hey, what gives?
My husband is also President Sears Braithwaite of Bullard. Do you know him?
Your companion is an old...
A liar! Or you'll be true.
Oh, well, Amy, she works in my office. She runs a minimum...
Oh, the folly of you!
Those green remembered hills.
That bourne from which no traveler returns.
Well,
I once ran the mimeograph for Sydney, though engaged at the time to...
Kirkland Oakler.
My water cooler romance became a mad passion, an amour fou, a folly of you. I'm brushing up my friend with the most charming man, Pierre of Fifth Avenue.
Do you know him?
Do you know him? Sydney and I are planning a trip to Paris and Point Continental. Aren't we, dear?
For sure. I'd like to borrow Norval for a while, if you don't mind. Dear.
Oh, well, frankly, I...
You're a very charming wife, Mr. Sid.
So they tell me. Norval, let me shepherd you through some of the introductions here and try not to talk too much. Some of our biggest stockholders. Stretch that. Say whatever you like. Shake hands here with Sears Braithwaite of Bullard.
Sir? Glad to know you, Barnes.
And this is Zivilon Cardosa, one of Hudsucker's largest and most loyal stockholders.
What's this I hear about you being an imbecile? What's ailing you, boy? Last week, my stock was worth twice what it is now. I'm thinking about getting out in a whole kit and caboodle of it, boy, unless I see a vast improvement. What you got here, son, is a range war. You're going to have to circle our wagons. I'm going to get out of your wagon train.
No need for concern, sir. It's only natural in a period of transition for more timid elements to run for cover.
Yeller? I'll show you, yeller boy.
Zebulon, you mind now and quit acting like such an old grizzly.
Oh, I'm
sorry, Sid. I thought maybe if I showed him the long view, we might...
And this is Thorstensen Finlanson, who heads a radical splinter group of disgruntled investors.
Oh, pleased to meet you, Mr. Finlanson. Say, it might interest you to know that I studied a little Finnish myself in high school. Let's see, I hope I'm not too rusty. Taxa spusa mit neighbor mentors.
Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished members of the Hudsucker Board, I give you the Raja of Romance, the Ministerial of Moonlight, the incredible, the unforgettable, Mr. Vic Tanetta.
Take one fresh and tender kiss. Add one stolen night of bliss. One girl, one boy, some grief, some joy. Memories are made of this. Don't.
Norville? What happened?
Oh, nothing really. Just the more timid investors are no longer running for cover.
Let me look.
Sid found me the ice pack.
Well, let me hold it or you'll have a real shiner. Oh,
thanks. I guess people are pretty hot over this imbecile story.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's not your fault, Amy. You're the one person that's been standing by me through all this.
Melville, there's something I have to tell you. You see, I'm not really a secretary.
I know that, Amy.
You do?
I understand you're not very skilled yet in secretarial arts, and I'll let you in on a little secret. I'm not that skilled as president. I know I put up a big front, but...
I believe in you, Melville. At least, I believe in your intention.
Well, I don't blame them, really. I suppose I have made a mess of things. Those folks have to protect their investment. Most of them are very nice people.
Listen, Norville, you can't trust people here like you did in Muncie. Certain people are...
Say, did you ever go to the top of Old Man Larson's feed tower and look out over the town?
What?
On Farmer and 17?
Oh, yes, in Muncie.
No, in Vidalia. Farmer at 17.
Oh, yes. 17, yes. I never really.
Guys from the varsity squad would bring their dates up there to hold hands. Of course, I never made varsity.
There's a place I go now. Cutest little place, near my apartment in Greenwich Village. It's called Anne's 440. It's a beatnik bar.
You don't say.
Yes.
A beatnik bar.
You can get carrot juice or Italian coffee. And the people there, well, none of them quite fit in. You'd love it. Why don't you come there with me? They're having a marathon poetry reading on New Year's Eve. I go every year. It's marvelous.
Every year?
Well, this year, if it's good, I plan to make it a tradition. My, it certainly is beautiful. The people look like ants.
Well, the Hindus say, and the beatniks also, that in our next life, some of us will come back as ants. Some will be butterflies, others will be elephants or creatures of the sea.
What a beautiful thought.
Hey, what do you think you were in a previous life, Amy?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I was just a fast-talking career gal who thought she was one of the boys.
Oh, no, Amy. Pardon me for saying so, but I find that very far-fetched.
No, there
that
really
kind of person would
I
come back as a wildebeest or a warthog. No, I find it more likely that you were a gazelle with long, graceful legs gambling through the underbrush. Perhaps we met once. A chance encounter in a forest glade. I must have been an antelope or an ibex. What times we must have had foraging together for sustenance. Snorfling water from a mountain stream, picking the grubs and burrs from one another's coats. Or perhaps we simply touched horns briefly and went our separate ways.
Oh, wish it were that simple, Norville. I wish I was still a gazelle and you were an antelope or an ibex.
Well, at least call you dear.
That's funny.
Seriously, Amy, it's what your beatnik friends call karma.
Karma.
The great circle of life, death, and rebirth.
Yes, I think I heard of that. It goes around, comes around.
That's it, a great wheel that gives us all what we deserve. Dang, golly, I gotta show Sid and all the guys I deserve their confidence. Tomorrow's my big presentation on the board.
Oh,
kiss me, Amy. Kiss me once for luck.
Sure, Norville. Sure.
has economy, simplicity, low production costs, potential for mass appeal, and all that spells out great profitability. I had the boys down at R&D throw together this little prototype so that our discussion here could have some focus, and to give you gentlemen of the board a first-hand look at just how exciting this gizmo is. It's fun, it's healthy, it's good exercise, the kids will just love it, and we put a little sand inside to make the experience more pleasant. But the great part is we don't have to charge an arm and a leg.
What if you tie before it's done?
Does it have rules?
And more than one play?
What makes you think it's a game?
Is it a game?
Will it break?
It better break eventually.
Is there an object?
What if you tie before it's done?
Does it come with batteries?
Could we charge extra for them?
Is it safe for toddlers?
How do you know when you've finished? How do you make it stop?
Is that a boy's model?
Can a parent assemble it? What if you tie before it's done?
Is there a larger model for the obese?
What the hell is it?
Well, It's
brilliant. Genius. It's just exactly what Hudsucker Industry needs at this juncture.
Sure, sure. Even a blind man can tell you there'll be an enormous demand for this,
Congratulations, kid. You've outdone yourself. You've reinvented the wheel.
I'm going to recommend to the board that we proceed immediately and that Dingus be mass-produced with all deliberate speed.
Although you realize,
of course,
as president, the ultimate decision is yours.
Well, I'm for it.
Hoopsucker, the hud swinger.
Something?
Well, I got something.
Rockwell News presents Tidbits of Time. World News and Pictures, we kid you not. As Old Man 1958 Hubble Sports is finished, Barnes is the name on every American lip. Norville Barnes, young president of Hudsucker Industries, a boy bred in the heartland, but now the toast of New York. Barnes is the brainy inventor of America's craziest craze, the hula hoop, reaping unprecedented profits for his company and winning the hearts and hips of every youngster in America. Ho, ho! Did I say youngster? Here's Mom taking a break from her household chores. And even Dad is swinging into the act. Cards, letters, congratulations come pouring in from Kankakee to Petaluma, including one very special long-distance call.
He's on! He's on!
Hello?
Hello, Norval. This is the president.
Oh,
I just wanted to congratulate you. I'm very proud of you. Mrs. Eisenhower is very proud of you. The American people are very proud of you.
Mr. Barnes! How'd you come up with the idea for the hula hoop?
Well, it was no great idea, really. A thing like this, it takes a whole company to put it together. I'm just grateful for the opportunity.
Did you have any idea there'd be such a huge response?
Well, frankly, I don't think anybody expected this much hoopla.
Hoopla on the hula hoop! Can we quote you on that, Mr. Barnes?
Well, sure, I guess.
Hey, Mr. Barnes! Are you thinking of giving yourself a nice fat raise?
Oh, come on, you guys.
What scientific principle explains the mind-bending motion of this whipping wheel of wonder?
The Dinkus is quite simple, really. It operates on the same principles that keep the Earth spinning around the sun, and that keeps you from flying off the Earth into the cold reaches of space where you would die like a miserable shrine. Yes, the principle is the same, except for the piece of grit they put in to make the experience more pleasant.
Yes, it's hula hula everywhere, from the parties of the Park Avenue Smart Set. Sweethearts who want to be married in the swing of things.
Did the board consider you an idea man when they promoted you from the mailroom?
Well, I guess so. I don't think they promoted me because they thought I was a schmo.
Mr. Barnes, what's the next big idea for you in Hudsucker Industries?
Geez, I don't know. An idea like this, sweet baby, doesn't just come overnight. Although, I'll tell you one thing. I certainly didn't expect all this hoopla. You can quote me on that.
Mr. Barnes, Rumpus Magazine has called you the most eligible bachelor of the year, and the society pages have been linking you with high-fashion model Zaza. Do you care to comment?
There's no truth to the rumors. We're just dear friends. Isn't that right, Zaza?
Wow!
How do you respond to the charges that you're out of ideas as Norval Barnes run dry?
Well, not at all. Why, just this week I came up with several new sweet ideas. A larger model hula hoop for the portly, a battery option for the lazy or the spastic, a model with extra sand for the hard of hearing. Oh, yes, I'm earning my keep.
Speaking of that, Mr. Barnes, do you expect to get a raise?
Well, by anyone's account, I single-handedly have saved Hudsucker Industries. Our stock is worth more now than it's ever been. So, yes, I expect to be compensated for that.
Pull yourself together, man.
Nobody told me. You sold all our stock.
We dumped the whole load.
I had 20,000 shares. I'd be a millionaire now.
Sure, we'd all be millionaires. There's no point in looking back. At the time, Stilton thought that dumping our position would panic the market, further depress the stock. Then we could buy it back, and more, of course, once it got cheap.
Cheap, cheap. It's never been more valuable. And I'm ruined. Ruined.
Harrison?
I'm getting off this merry-go-round.
Myron.
Plexiglass. Had it installed last week.
Myron?
All right. So, a kid caught away. Right now, he and his dingus are on top. Well, this too shall pass. Myrtle J. Musburger did not raise her boy to go knock-kneed at the first sign of adversity. I say we made this chump. We can break him. I say the higher he climbs, the harder he drops. I say yes. The kid has a future. And in it, I see shame, dishonor, ignominy, disgrace. Sure, sure. The music plays, the wheel turns, and our spin ain't over yet. Call them nincompoops.
They're going to discharge 8% of the workforce here at Hudsucker. Why, in New York City alone, that means 1,800 people out of work. People with wives, children, and families.
Yes. We're putting away some of the dead wood.
You mean you know about this?
Know about it? Sure. You think the board would do anything like this without my authorization? It was my idea from the start.
Your idea?
Sure it was. We're in a period of transition here at Hudsucker. Things have slowed down.
You're being awfully kind to yourself, Norville Barnes. The fact is, you slow down, sitting up here like a sultan, not doing a lick of work. Why, you know its ideas are the lifeblood of industry, and you haven't come up with one since the hoop and the reason plain to see. You've forgotten what made your ideas exciting to you in the first place. Was it for the fame and the wealth and the mindless adulation of... Would you get out of here? You two sisters, move it. Out, out, out! I've been watching you, Norville Barnes, even though you've been trying to avoid me.
You don't...
Shut up! And don't think I haven't noticed how you've changed. I used to think you were a swell guy. Well, to be honest, I thought you were an imbecile.
Amy, I'm...
Shut up. But then I figured out you were a swell guy. A little slow, maybe, but a swell guy. Well, maybe you're not so slow. But you're not so swell either. And it looks like you're an imbecile after all. Shut up. After all. You haven't talked to me for a week, and now I'm going to say my piece. Look, I've never been dumped by a fella before, and that hurts. But what really hurts is watching you outrun your soul, chasing after money and ease and the respect of a board that wouldn't give you the time of day if you...
Work in a watch factory.
Shut up! Exactly. Oh, no, Bill. Don't you remember how you used to feel about the hoop? You told me you were going to bring a smile to the hips of everyone in America, regardless of race, creed, or color. Finally, there'd be a thingamajig that would bring everyone together. Even if it kept them apart, spatially. You know, for kids, your words, Norville, not mine. I used to love Norville Barnes. Yes, love him. When he was just a swell kid with hot ideas who was in over his head. But now your head's too big to be in over.
Hey.
Consider this my resignation.
Oh!
Effective immediately.
Say, buddy.
Yeah? Hello?
Buddy, you busy?
What?
Looks like you're nodded off there, buddy. Say, you got a minute?
Bud? Is this important?
I like to think so. It's this little idea I've been working on. You see, I don't intend to be an elevator boy forever. Take a look at this sweet baby. You get it, buddy? Incredibly convenient, isn't it? You know, for drinks. This is how it works. You see, it's got these little ridges on the side that give it its whammy. See, you don't have to drink like this anymore. Now you can drink like this. I call it the buzz sucker. You get it, buddy? Why, people are just dying for a product like this. And the great thing is, we want us to charge an arm and a leg.
Wait.
But, buddy!
It's the most idiotic thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, but, buddy...
Nobody wants a harebrained product like this. You see, Buzz, it lacks the creative spark, the unalloyed genius that made something like, say, the hula hoop such a success.
But, buddy...
What do you mean, barging in here and taking up my valuable time? I've got a company to run here.
But, buddy...
I can't have every deadbeat on the Hudsucker payroll pestering me with their idiotic brainwaves.
Jeez, I'm sorry, buddy.
An example must be made.
What do you mean, buddy?
You're fired. Is that plain enough for you, Buster?
Oh, buddy.
And don't call me buddy.
No, please, sir. This job, running the elevator, is all I got. It's okay if you don't like the buzz sucker. Just let me keep my job. I pray it to you.
Get out of my office. Get up. We don't crawl here at Hudsucker Industries.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Aloysius. This is useful.
Said that back nine at Riverdale's really murder.
Tough course.
A real Lollapalooza. Sit down, son.
Thought the boardroom would be a swell place to chat, undisturbed. Seems we've got some security problems here at the HUD.
You don't say.
Ordinarily, I wouldn't bother you with it. But this is embarrassing. It concerns you directly.
How's that, Sid?
It's not serious in itself. Some elevator boy that you'd fired came to me, claiming that you'd stolen the idea for the dingus. You stolen it from him.
Maybe I was a little rough on the boy, but...
Forget it. You don't have to explain to me. He's a little person. He's nothing. Fire whoever you want. No, the problem is... Who he hired. That dame. Spy, as it turns out. He must have gotten to that elevator schnook. And her paper is going to town. Sure, we tried to kill the story, but the Argus won't play ball. And the problem the board will have is you hired this woman. You kept her arm while she was making a chump out of you. Serious error in judgment. Business is war, kid. Take no prisoners, get no second chances. So when the board meets after New Year's, your position looks like you're finished. Washed up. Oh, 14th hole at Riverdale. Some use a mashie. Some use a niblick. Niblick. Get more loft, more backspin. That dame, she got your throat pretty well slit. When you're dead, you stay dead. Don't believe me, ask Waring Hudsucker. Tough luck, kid. Had a short climb up. It's a long way down.
A hoop idea from... You can't print that.
We are printing it. She hits the streets this evening.
And she's dynamite.
But, Al, it's the bunk. Norville showed me his design for the... What's it, the day I met him? Why, Buck couldn't have invented it. Look at the man. He's an imbecile.
Archer, a broken record. Fact is, Gunderson did design it. Apparently some kind of prodigy.
Says who?
You're not the only one with sources, Amy.
Smith has a source on the HUD board. Very senior. Very hush-hush.
Yeah? And I'll bet his initials are Sidney J. Musburger.
You lost it, Amy. You're going soft by the looks of it. Soft on the dummy from Dubuque.
Muncie.
Whatever. It's no dig at you, Archer, but the story's hot and you're no longer on top of it. Why, it's the scoop of the century. The other papers won't have the Gunderson and dope till tomorrow. The Alamaisters I took. Let Figaro. They'll be choking on our dust come morning.
You're fools, both of you. You're being used, don't you see?
Amy, take a break. You worked hard on this story. Heck, you broke it for us, but it's passed you by and Smith here's taking up the slack.
Oh, you want slack? I'll give you a slack. You're not putting me out for pasture, Al. I quit. Consider this my resignation. Effective immediately.
Soft.
So, tell me, why do you feel this woman betrayed you?
What's the difference?
The whole world, it seems, is against you.
I don't know.
Who's the elevator boy? Buzz. He, too, works against you?
Well, yeah.
Classic.
Patient displayed listlessness, apathy, gloomy indifference, and was blue and mopey. When asked what four Oshok stains represented, patient replied, nothing much, I don't know, just a blotch, but sure beats me. Patient shows no ambition, no get up and go, no vim. He is riding the grand Lugensee loop that goes from the height of delusional gaiety to the trough of despair. He is now near, but not yet at his lowest point. When he reaches bottom, he may act and pose a danger to himself and others.
Diagnosis, Dr. Bronfenbrenner.
Patient is either manic depressive paranoid type B with acute schizoid tendencies.
So... patient is...
precisely. Nuts.
Prescription.
Three things. Commitment, electroconvulsive therapy, maintenance in iron secure facilities.
Tall guy. Real mess. Yeah, well, look, you just better get down here. Sid's a friend of yours. No, he didn't say, but man, is he from Squaresville.
M-A-R-T.
Order, Martini.
It's New Year's Eve. I deserve a martini.
Daddy, it's like I've been telling you. You can't...
I thought you served misfits here.
Yeah, Daddy, that's a Roger, but we don't sell alcohol.
What kind of bar is it? You can't get a martini.
It's a juice and coffee bar, man, like I've been telling you.
Right. So, I want a martini. I've had a martini in every bar all the way down here.
Martini's up for squares, man.
Will you call me you Phoenix son of a...
No!
What? Oh, huh. Look who's here. Amy Archer.
Oh, no.
Prizeless steer pool winner. Looking for a nitwit to buy you lunch.
No, but...
poor fella.
I'm sorry.
I'd like a martini, please.
I've tried to tell you so many times. It's hard to admit when you've been wrong. If you could just find it in your heart to give me another chance.
Ha. You take no prisoners, you give no second chances.
Please, Norvin. Please, give me one more chance. And yourself, too. We both deserve one. Just give us a second chance, and together we can fight this thing. I know this last story was a lie, and we can prove it. You've got to release a statement. I can help you write it.
Oh, what's the difference? I'm all washed up. Extinct. Homo sapiens sapiens.
Well, that just about does it. I've seen Norville Barnes, a young man in a big hurry. And I've seen Norville Barnes, a self-important heel. But I've never seen Norville Barnes, the quitter. And I don't like it. Fight on. Fight on, dear Muncie. Fight on, hoist the gold and blue. You'll be tattered, torn, and hurt. Once the month is done with you. Go, Eagles. You can't surrender, Norville. Remember. Fight on, fight on, dear old Muncie. Fight on, hoist the gold and blue. You'll be tattered.
You lied to me. How could you lie to me? You. A monkey girl.
But, Mother, I...
Well, you're dead. You stay dead. Just us. Wearing Hudsucker!
Oh, Mother.
You're not so slow, but you're not so swell either. And it looks like you're an imbecile after all.
Sure, sure, sure. But your friend called you dope. Dipstick, vain, really. Schmuck.
Please, buddy, run in the elevator. It's all I got.
Norbu, you let me down. You let Mrs. Eisenhower down. You let the American people down.
When you're dead, you stay dead.
Sure, sure. The kid is screwy. It's official. The barred window boys are out looking for him now. You'll see how Wall Street likes the news that the president of Hudsucker Industries is headed for the booby hatch. Huh. When Doc Wampenbrenner gets through with him, he'll need diapers and a dribble cup. Mm-hmm. Well, if that's all...
Why don't you watch me? Hiya, buddy. Out on the town, huh? Guess what, buddy? Mr. Sid says I can have my old job back. I deserve a second chance, he says.
Huh,
he's that? Yeah, turns out old Bucket Butt isn't such a bad guy after all.
Buzz, that's wonderful.
But he told me you stole that swell hoop idea from me. What gives?
Buzz, I would never.
Gee, that was a swell idea. And Sid says you stole it.
What are you waiting on, Clarence? Pop him one.
But Buzz.
My size of menace.
He's that big shot faker.
Yeah, that Wall Street fraud guy.
Naviel fruit.
Well, for heaven's sake, somebody call a cop. Is that...
Well, don't bring the
strictly speaking, I'm never supposed to do this. But have you got a better idea?
She'll be driving six white horses when she comes. She'll be driving six white horses.
We'll all have chicken and dumplings when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain. I said, coming round the mountain. Oh, yeah. Coming round the mountain when she comes.
Love that tune. How you doing, kid?
Mr. Hudsucker?
Yeah, I like that thing. They're all wearing them upstairs. It's a fad. Anyway, I see you've been having some problems with the board. I guess Sidney's putting the screws to you, huh, Norman?
Norval.
Yeah, yeah. Well, say what you like about the man's ethics. He's a balls-to-the-wall businessman. Beat you any way he can. Straight for the juggler. Very effective. Any particular reason you didn't give him my blue letter? Jesus, Norman, just a dying man's last words and wishes. No big deal.
Mr. Hudsucker, I must have mislaid it.
Sitting in your apron pocket, right where you left it. Imbecile. Failure to deliver a blue letter is grounds for dismissal.
Jeez, sir, I...
it's New Year's. I'm not going to add to your woes. I'm just saying. Anyway, you want to read it? You might learn something. I keep you from jumping out any more windows.
Blue letter from the desk of Waring Hudsucker to Sidney J. Musburger regarding my demise. Dear Sid, by the time you read this, I will have joined the organization upstairs. An exciting new beginning. I will retain fond memories of the many years you and I have spent...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Standard resignation boilerplate. Go down to the second paragraph.
You will no doubt be wondering why I've decided to end my tenure both at Hudsucker and here on Earth. Granted, from the standpoint of our balance sheet and financials, sure, we're doing fine. But in my personal life, Sidney, I have made grave errors. I have let my success become my identity. I have foolishly played the great man and watched my life become more and more empty as a result. My vanity drove away she who could have saved me. Oh, yes, I loved a woman once, Sid, as you well know. A beautiful, vibrant lady. An angel who, in her wisdom, saw fit to choose you instead of I.
Skip this part. Next page.
This brings me to our company, Sid, and its future. Our next president must have the liberty I have had as owner to experiment and even fall.
Fail.
Without fear of the whims of the stockholders or an impatient board, the new president must be free to fall.
Fail.
And learn to fail.
Fall.
And rise again by applying what he has learned. Such is business. Such is life. Accordingly, I hereby bequeath all of my shares in Hudsucker Industry, to whomever you and the board shall elect as to succeed me as president. I assume this will be you, Sidney. If not, if the board should choose someone else to be the new president, then...
Up titty toenails. That'll show the bastard. Okay, go ahead.
Then I urge you to work with the new president and to remind him what he needs to be reminded, that failure should never lead to despair. For despair looks only to the past, in business and in love.
Let's
future is now. The future is now.
When our future president needs it, wearing Hudsucker, hereby bequeaths him his second chance.
And so began 1959, the new year. When he learned that Norville owned the company, old Sidney was upset at first. It's a good thing Doc Brown from Benner was there.
Sidney?
Because he was able to keep Sidney from harming his old self. He prescribed a long rest in a sanatory in the Boo Bands. Now, Norville, he went on and ruled with wisdom and compassion. I started dreaming up them exciting new ideas again.
You know, for kids. I had the boys down at R&D throw together this little prototype so that our discussion here could have some focus and to give you gentlemen on the board a first-hand look.
And that's the story of how Norville Bond climbed way up to the 44th floor of the Hudsucker building. And then fell all the way down, but didn't quite squish himself. You know, they say there was a man who jumped on the 45th floor. But that's another story.